Let's go in. And Alice Alvey, can he be here? It's taking a long time to get the update. But Alice, we had some big things going on we want to comment on, but I want to get your legislative update. What you have for us?
That was it. I wanted to make sure we had enough time to talk about the NAR settlement. So you all heard everyone's thoughts on it today. If you're a realtor out there and you want to know what do I tell my customers today, nothing changed as of today. I think Bill and Mark said it. This is a wait and see to see what really is going to pan out in the markets. You heard from the MBA update that the trigger leads, it hasn't moved. I want to make sure that's clear. MBA put together a letter to go out. It's important that enough information is constantly pushed to Congress so it stays on the top of the pile. So nothing has moved yet, but we'll continue to watch for that. And then the housing piece that I talked about last show, President Biden has put that in the 2025 budget request for the $10 billion. But then there is now a bill, it was reintroduced, Senate Bill 3930, the Down Payment Towards Equity Act. This is trying for $100 billion in the down payment assistance in the grants to first-generation home buyers. After hearing the $3 trillion mark, that's where I'm not sure where we're getting that money from. Those are just a few bills out there that are the legislation for the 100 down payment assistance. That's not going to get anywhere before the end of this year. That's what I have for you today, Dave.
Good. Thank you so much, Alice. Appreciate it. Let's see here. Mr. Kittle, any thoughts that you have? We've got a lot of your great thoughts today. I'm looking at the clock. I want to get over to Alan Pollack's segment. Alan can't join us live, but always interested in what he has from the tech segment. But want to open up any space, any final thought or any thoughts you have, Mr. Kittle? And thank you for correcting me on Realtor. I get emails regularly. Licken, how long you been in the industry? You still can't pronounce the name Realtor? And I go, yeah, okay. So once, yeah, I got one of those hard drives, write once, read thereafter only, read only thereafter. So,
it's only because I love you, Dave. I just wanted.
I know. So, unfortunately, some of the comments I'm getting are not. There's no love in it. You're an idiot. I get some really, really strong.
Here's what I would add to this is that as an industry, and I'm sure the realtors want it as well, but to help the consumer, we've got to get to uniform disclosures and documents all the way across the country.
Yeah, all the way across the board. That's really good.
Because the sales go back and forth across country. They don't just stay in the one state. What Alice said is right. Mark, Bill, everybody's got their opinion on here, and it's right. You collectively, if you put all this together, that's what's got to happen going around this. And to Alice's point, this hasn't been signed off yet.
No, so, I mean, that's really important to know. Yeah.
We've got to get together as an industry and put together uniform education for the consumer.
Right. Okay. The whole other topic around this is, will NAR survive? The National Association of Realtors survive? They've got so many systemic problems in there. When they look at the inappropriate sexual harassment suits that are going on inside there, and you look at the leadership, it's just, there's so many systemic problems inside of National Association of Realtors. If you're not familiar with, that's another subtopic. It's just a cesspool of debauchery that was going on within that organization. So really, it's really sad.